Hi, Marilyn?
Yep.
It's Marilyn, right? That's how you say your name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was actually my grandma's name. I love that name. She
how does she spell it?
Or, well, she spelled it Marilyn.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you spell it? Or it's just Marilyn, right? Is that?
Marilyn.
I-N, okay. Yeah, a little different, but you know, she was my favorite person in the world. So anyways, Marilyn, I know that you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, John, and he does a great job of going over the basics of the program, but did you have any questions at all before I get into the price?
I guess no. I guess he'll explain to me what's included in the price, so no.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And I'm just kind of pulling up the notes here. So he put here that you make the marketing decisions for the company, correct? But you're not the owner.
Yep.
Is that right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm the office manager, so I handle everything, you know, in office. Well, the owner's usually out on site.
Okay, okay. So is this something that you would need to run by him before making a purchase, or would you be able to do that by yourself?
I guess it depends just the price, because if it's, you know, if it's high on the higher side, then he's going to want to know why I'm making certain purchases, but it all depends the range of price.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, just to, before I get into that too, is this ever something that you've kind of looked into doing before for the company?
I have, especially like making a website and advertising. It's just, I don't have the time for it, to be quite honest. I'm so busy with everything else that I haven't really gone into it.
Okay, no worries. Well, you know, the great thing is we can kind of take care of all of that for you, so you can just focus on the work that you need to do there in the office. So the major benefit, Marilyn, is the position did just become available within our company, so it would be something that we would be filling in today. So once we start working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close out the category, and we won't be able to work with anyone else in your area who does what you do, okay? So I'm sure you see the value in being placed on search engines in front of your competitors, right, and what that could do for your business.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So there are a couple of different options. So do you by chance have a Facebook business profile, like for the business?
Mm-mm. We don't really do any advertising. We've always been recommended by word of mouth.
Okay, definitely. And hey, you know what? That says a lot about your company. It really does. But, you know, it's just these days, the biggest word of mouth out there just happens to be Google, right? I mean, it's just everybody is pretty much going to Google for everything now. So that's kind of where we come in and helping you get found there on that first page. But you have a personal Facebook, right?
I used to. My husband does, but I do. I have one. I just really don't use it.
Okay, no worries. Well, the only reason I ask is because the two different packages, one of them does include Facebook ads. But the only way to actually run Facebook ads is if somebody has a personal Facebook that they would be willing to use as kind of a point of contact for the business Facebook. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So all the messages that are sent to the business Facebook are actually then directed to a personal Facebook. So that's the only reason why I ask. But, you know, just so you know, basically, the price, everything is going to be set at a two-month verbal agreement. That does not mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It really is just to get the most added benefit from the position. Now, the two packages I have a package for $199 and I have one for $299. They both do come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to cover the programming, okay? So the $199 package is actually going to be the Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position there on the map section of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases. We are going to submit the company with up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It is going to be initial content creation on Bing. And then, you know, it actually is different programming that goes into mobile devices. So we're going to give you that exposure to iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So that would be the $199. The $299 one would be all of that I just discussed. The only difference would be it would have Facebook ads. So that extra $100 literally just directly goes into that ad spend for Facebook.
Mm.
So the also, the website is something I can throw into the package at no additional charge. Now, the websites we do are $300 websites that we purchase, manage, build, maintain, and optimize. They're 100% Google compliant. We can make it so that customers can call you as well as contact you, you know, leave reviews to any of the directory listings. And then a new feature we just added was making it so that people can pay you directly through the website. So that would be at no additional charge for whichever package you wanted to get.
Well, you said a one-time fee of $99, and then you said the Google thing, it's $199. Is it per month?
Yes. So okay. So basically, it would either be $298 or $398 today. Okay. And then next month going forward, it'll be either $199 or $299. That is going to be a flat fixed monthly rate. It is never going to go up on you. Google doesn't want more money if you get higher paid jobs or more jobs or whatever it may be. You know, so it's also a tax write-off as well. But that rate will stay exactly that. It's never going to change on you. Okay?
Okay. And you said that the website would be included in whichever one I choose, let's say?
Yes, definitely. And the website, you know, we will always be managing them, building them, maintaining them, and optimizing them through your Google Business Profile. So we don't just, you know, make you a website and say good luck. You know, we're actually going to be still managing it, you know, maintaining it, constantly doing work on it. If you ever want to change anything to your website, you'll always be able to do that. We can add, you know, a real picture of your work, you know, because I'm sure you guys have photos of the jobs you've done, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we would be able to add that in, like, a real picture. So the one that is kind of going along, you know, not something you would need to press on to see more photos. It would actually just be moving continuously on the website. So, yeah, that would be something that we would be able to add into there. So.
Okay.
And then, Marilyn, the beauty of the program is it does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you've received from new clients. And if you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, you'll always be able to do that with the assistance of your account management team. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where are you guys based out of?
We're actually located here in Southern California, in Costa Mesa. So because we're partnered directly with Google, Google requires that all of its partners be within a 20-30 mile radius from Google headquarters, which is located in Newport Beach, California. So we're actually about 10-12 miles away from that.
Okay. So they only give, I guess, like, certain companies the ability to handle advertising for them?
Yeah, definitely. Well, so there's only like a handful of companies in the United States that are actually partnered with Google. So, you know, anybody has the ability to kind of, you know, do SEO, which is search engine optimization. But because we're actually partnered with Google, we have that algorithm that they give us, you know, training on, that we have the product knowledge, you know, so that we can sustain not only the client growth, but also our client's revenue as well. So.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, but you said that, like, if I have to talk to my boss about it, right, and call you back tomorrow or something, if you keep calling, someone else might have the position already, right? Something like that?
Well, we do make it exclusive, you know, because really the only way to actually sustain our client growth and revenue, Marilyn, to keep that Google partnership is by not putting our customers in competition with one another. So that really is, you know, if we're putting more than one person on the first page of Google there, then, you know, either one will probably be on more than the other, right, if it's the same industry for the same area. So we just, you know, we've eliminated that problem by only working with one business per industry per area to, you know, maximize the exposure and the phone calls that are coming directly to your company. Does that kind of make sense?
No, yeah, that makes sense. I guess my other question is, like, so, like, let's say if I were interested in a concrete job or something, right, and I type in concrete or whatever, then that is when that would appear, correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you'll be, like I said, you'll be allowed up to 15 keyword phrases, just as long as they're services you offer. So if somebody is going to put in landscaping, concrete, even construction, which is kind of a little bit more general, you'll pop up as soon as these phrases are typed in there on that first page of Google.
Hmm. Okay. Now, in your opinion, I put us on Angie, but if I did this, do you think it would be necessary to even have it?
Well, I mean, it really would kind of be dependent on what you're looking for your marketing. So in my opinion, no. I think this is an all-in-one A to Z marketing option for your company, you know, that you won't need to be doing any other marketing online. So I would say that in my personal opinion, I don't think that you would need it. But if you just kind of want that more exposure for your company, that's, you know, always an option to get it, keep it, you know. I mean, I have a lot of customers that have come to us and then canceled their Angie's List, and I've had, you know, a few of them that have kept their Angie's List and continued to work on Google because they are completely separate things. So it's like right now, if you're going to do a search for landscaping, right, you'll pop up there on that map section of Google on the first page, but there will still always be that at the bottom where it'll say, like, you know, the top 25 landscapers, and that'll be with Angie's List, and then you'll be somewhere in that top 25, right?
I see.
So that's how they place you on Google, is by placing you through themselves. So, and then if somebody knows the name of your company currently, then they would be able to either search your phone number or name and find your business through Angie's List, you know, attached to that. So it would say, you know, homeadvisor.yourbusinessname.com, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So the difference of my thing is like, when a person, again, like, types in, again, the example of, I need a concrete job, so they're, like, concrete contractors around me or something, right? So then we would pop up, and they would be directed to what, to the Google business page, or, like, would we have a separate website, or, you know, what would they be directed to?
So, I'm sorry, say the first part of that again. You kind of cut out just a little bit.
Yeah. No, yeah, so if a person, like, Googles, the example that I gave earlier, hey, concrete contractors, yeah,
uh-huh,
and we pop up, what are they directed to, like, to that website that you would be making, to, like, our info, to, like, is that what they would be usually directed to?
So it'll be directed to it's a Google business profile. So, I mean, I'm sure you've done a search for something before, right? Yeah, like anything, like a tire company, let's say, mm-hmm, right? And then it'll have the company's name, and then next to it, you press on that, and then it has a Google business profile. And this usually has your phone number, your your website, or your address attached to that Google business profile. Now, a lot of our customers usually hide their address, so it most likely would be just, you know, your phone number and your website that they would be able to press on either one of those things or to call you directly from that page.
So, right. So if I had made up like the Google business thing, so, but then I thought, I don't know if it's still on there, but it was a while ago, and then I thought that I had like closed it out because I wasn't upkeeping with it. So I was like, well, what's the point of me, you know, not upkeeping with it, making sure that everything's good and everything like that. So I don't know, like, would you guys use that as like the base to start with, or would you have to like completely start in it?
Well, when I did a search for your company, I didn't see one, a Google business profile for you. You said at one time you had one.
Oh, okay. I thought I did, yes.
Oh,
no, I think
actually.
I did, because whenever you put,
No, I did. I did find it. It just wasn't attached to the phone number you have. But I do see it here. It's 117 Regency Loop Drive, correct?
Yeah, so that's really old. But I think and there was like two reviews from people that I don't even know who wrote them, to be quite honest, because I'm like, I don't know who these people are. I don't know, like, do you base yourself off of that to, like, fix it up and like, redo it, I guess, and make a whole website and whatnot, or do you just, like, close that one out and start anew?
So we definitely can start a new one if that's, you know, I guess it would just be more a matter of whatever you decided you want to do. So you said that this address, though, is not a current address, right?
No, it's not.
Okay, so my best suggestion, especially, because the only thing with this current one that you have is we cannot get rid of reviews, so that's not something that we would be able to do.
Yeah.
And since the reviews aren't, you know, favorable, but there's only two of them, you know, I would just say start over, you know, that would be really my suggestion, you know, I mean, it's really, why not, you know?
Yeah, can you give me just a second?
Sure, sure.
Hey, I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. No worries.
Okay, so the last thing you said was you can't take away those bad reviews, but you'd rather just start anew. And then would we close out that one? Is this I thought I did close out that one, but I guess I didn't, if you can still see it.
Yeah, I mean, I would, you know, I would really think that, you know, because we work directly with Google, I do believe that we would be able to close it out, especially since it's under the same business name and you have a different address. So, you know, like you said, they would send you, or since you've done this before, you already know that Google needs to send you a PIN verification code. So sending that out, right, would actually update that and change the Google business profile. But since it's under the same name, it would, you know, most likely it would just close out itself. You know, it would flag this one. So that's what I would think would most likely happen.
Yeah. Well, I guess my next question is, how, like, would I have to be working with someone specifically about this all? Like, who would I need to talk to if I need to make changes? And, like, oh, hey, I want you to use this picture. I want, like, the font to be like this or on the website or whatever it may be. Like, who would I be speaking to?
Yeah, so you'll have a whole account management team, Marilyn. And the team will always be able to be accessed through your reporting dashboard. So the beauty of the program is it does come with that dashboard that you can always see the keywords you're listed for and how many clicks you're receiving, even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to that, it can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if you want to add keywords, you know, run any promotions or change any of your content, you'll always be able to do that with your account management team. And there's a box that you can press on the reporting dashboard directly that it sends out a notification to the team, and they would respond with you to you within 24 hours.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay, I mean, and you can always call in too. I mean, that, you know, it, that wouldn't be a problem either. So you'd always be able to reach somebody.
Right. Okay, yeah, I understand. It's just that, well, so the whole question, well, all my questions were, you know, if I spent, let's say if I have this budget of how much I want to spend on marketing or on just getting our name out there, and I was using some of it, you said it would be either monthly, once it, after the first time fee, would be like 200 or 300 monthly, and that wouldn't change, or does it increase after like a year or something, do you know?
No. That's always going to stay the same.
Okay.
As long as you're with us. So that will never go up on you. That will be a flat fixed rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, okay. That, if for example, one day he's like, hey, you know, I'm busy or I don't need this anymore and I do decide to cancel, how does that work afterwards? Do you guys remove, like, the Google profile and stuff, or what do you do?
No, absolutely not. All you would need to do is just ask for the to get back on the Google business profile. So you can always be a manager, but to gain complete access for it, you know, just ask us. Just tell us that's what you want to do, right? And then the only thing is there's no cancellation fees or anything like that. With the website, since they are $300 websites that we are purchasing, the only thing that you would have to pay is $99 for the domain name, but it would still be exactly how we built it. So that would be the only thing.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay. If we do this, how soon would everything be up, I guess? Or, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great good. Question. So depending on what package you wanted to do, okay, so there is definitely a timeline. So within 1 to 3 days, you're going to get your client interview. This is where they're going to do the content editing, quality control, kind of where the, you know, magic is going to happen, where they're going to get the keywords, what you want for your domain name. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard as well as submitting your company to the directory listings. From 7 to 14 days, we'll have your website up and running. As well as if you do want to do the Facebook ads package, then that would be there as well, up and running. And then from 30 to 45 mm-hmm. days, everything will appear on the first page there. So
okay,
that's
so
why
like
it's the 2 month. Yeah, that's why it's the 2 month verbal agreement. Just like I was saying, to get the most added benefit from the position. So to make sure you get the maximum results, we just want you to at least commit to 2 months.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, but you said that I would need to pretty much do it soon, like make the agreement soon, since you guys are only looking for one contractor or one business for the area at a time, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, I mean, can you tell me a little bit more about your business, just so I'm more aware of, is this all you do, like, I guess marketing?
Yeah, as opposed to doing what else, like selling life insurance?
I don't know. No. Do you do, like,
no,
maybe we'll...
All of our company, all it focuses on is doing Google marketing. So, and being that Google partner, what I can do for you, hold on one second,
mm-hmm.
is I will go ahead and send you a text message.
Okay.
With our pricing page and website. Okay. So you can take a look at it. I'm a visual person, so I like to have, you know, visual things. So I'll send that to you right now. Hold on. One second. Okay. And then also I can, or let me know when you got that. Okay.
Okay. Wait, I just got it. Okay, yeah, I have it.
Okay, so there you'll be able to see everything about our company. You know, we have a 4.9 satisfaction rate with our customers, that we have been in business for 17 years, helped over 10,000 clients. We do have that Google partner verification there on our website. And if you, you know, go over to any of the other pages, you'll be able to see the directory listings that we submit your company with, you know, a little about our team, who our CEO is.
I have a friend calling me just a second.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Hey, sorry. You called me at a really good time. No,
no worries. Don't worry. I'm patient. I know you're a busy lady. So, You know, and then one of the other things I was going to go ahead and send you is actually an example of a website that we can do. Actually, ironically, they just happen to be a landscaper as well. So that, and
yeah, that'd be great. I would love to see that.
Here, hold on. Let me get this. So you guys are located in Dana, right?
Yeah, so our mailing address, our P.O. box is like in Dana. He lives, it's pretty much Hendersonville. It's kind of weird here, but yeah, it's Hendersonville.
Hendersonville, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of ironic because these people, they actually gave us, permission to be able to share their website. And they've been with us for 4 years now, and they are ranking on the first page. And they happen to be actually in North Carolina, too, but they're all the way in Chaplain Hill. So,
oh,
Chapel
okay.
Hill. So.
Chaplain Hill, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Is that your dog there in the back?
No, I'm at the bank.
Oh, it sounded like a dog barking.
No, it's the secret thing from the bank.
Oh, okay. Oh, definitely off on that one. Okay.
Yep.
So what are you thinking, Marilyn? You want to go ahead and give this a shot?
Oh, wait. Let me just look at this. Website real quick.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is pretty much... It's so funny because I feel like your job will be easier since you do this... Well, you do this all the time, but it's funny because everything I'm seeing here, except for the irrigation services, is pretty much what we do. And... But honestly, the bigger focus would be more on, I guess, the construction aspect of it, because that's what he prefers to do, which is the patios, the decks, the stonework, the masonry work, the retainer walls, all that good stuff,
Okay.
So, but it's pretty much the same thing as this guy, whatever, this guy, right? Where the email, the...
Thank you.
The Ward Landscapes.
Yeah, so everything this guy, Ward Landscapes, it's pretty much what we do, yeah. He just, honestly, I feel like the way that the business works, you get more money doing the construction or hardscape aspect of it versus the landscaping, so that's why he prefers to do that one versus the landscaping. But during those cold months of landscaping, when you have contracts, keep your lights on,
Definitely, especially in North Carolina. I know it's very seasonal with landscaping out there. And now it's the season, though.
Oh, yeah, super busy, which is why also I was asking you about the time frame, because I feel like, I don't want anything too fast either. I always want business coming in, but I want to make sure that it's enough that I can handle,
Definitely.
So
yeah.
I guess that's my only thing of, I don't want to get like 100 calls a day and then not be taking care of everything.
Absolutely. Well, this definitely isn't designed to fit, a dying business, but it's also not designed to overwhelm with business either. So it really is just to kind of provide you with a steady flow of people that you can cherry pick those things. So, it's like if they're outside of your service area, they're calling from 3 hours away or something like that, you just let them know, especially since you're not paying for those individual leads coming in, that you're having the calls coming directly to you. So, I think it's fair if somebody is calling that's, 3 hours away or calling about something that you don't even do, then, you just, politely let them know that, that's not actually what we do. I'm sorry. Instead of having to pay for it and then not even being able to do it. Right.
yeah. So I guess my last question is about reviews. How is it just like, I guess it depends. I guess you guys don't really have anything to do with that, but I just wanted to ask, like, the best way to get a good review is to do the job well. But I'm saying, is there a way where, I guess I'm notified if it's a negative review so I can fix the problem or see what I can do about it, you know, like talk to the client or something like that, or is that just out of anyone's control at that point?
No, absolutely. So we would definitely, you will get notifications about the reviews that you're getting. But that's why we have that option on the website for people to be able to leave reviews straight from your website. So to any of the directory listings, my best suggestion is always, you know, if for some reason there is a bad review, just reply to it, you know, because at least then that's showing you're interacting.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. It shows people too that if you ever get a bad review, that if you're replying
you
to it, like, yeah, that, you know, you're taking care of the problem, that, you know, even if they're not even a customer, I mean, you know, that happens sometimes, you know, that somebody is not even a customer or they didn't pay for the job and they just, you know, are feeling like being mad that day or, you know, I mean, there's always things that,
happen. Well, that's what I was saying, because working, especially like how we work for HOAs, sometimes we don't even get to deal with the individual homeowners. You know, we mm-hmm. deal with the person above them. So we can't go based on each person individually. We go based on, hey, what did your property management say? What do they want done? So, you know, there's been interactions like that where it's out of our control that we, as a whole, they have all these committees and the board members that they make certain decisions. So I was like, well, you know, I go by what your higher ups say, not by what you say in a weird way, you know? So
right.
It's just, that's why I was like, well, because those reviews that you saw, I was like, I know, like, all our clients, and I'm like, I don't know who these two people are. So I was so like, I don't, we've never worked for these people. Maybe they're individual homeowners, part of a big HOA, and I'm like, you know, I have no idea who they are. So, okay, yeah, I feel like we can do this.
Okay,
sorry,
great. And no, I was just thinking, and I bet that's fun because, you know, everybody loves HOA. I mean, you know, that's what I constantly see, how they're just, any HOA anywhere in the country is just so much fun to deal with. So I can imagine that.
Oh, yeah. It's really made me understand, like, I don't live in an HOA, and I'm grateful that I don't live in an HOA. I understand why people live in HOAs. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, if I can maintain my own house and my lawn and stuff right now, I'll do this as long as I can, because HOAs get complicated, especially in this area. There are a lot of older people, so, you know, they're not working, they're home most of the time, and if they see one weed on their grass, they're going to, you know, tell you about it and tell their neighbors and their grandkids about that one weed that they saw on their grass. So.
Yeah, North Carolina is a pretty big retirement state, isn't it? A lot of people go there to retire, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I came from New York, and totally different scene, totally different, like, you know, over there, I didn't even know I could have allergies until I came here, because of how much just environmentally different it is, but then also just, you know, the age gap between, like, here you see a lot of retirees, and that's why there's so much business here, because, you know, they can't do what they used to do, so they rather pay, and business is booming here, which is great, you know, but it's been for me, that coming from New York, it's such a different lifestyle compared to here. But it's fine. It is what it is.
I can imagine that you know, that's how it would be. I keep on telling my dad, he just sold his house and retired, and I'm like, you know, I bet you anything that you're going to end up in North Carolina or South Carolina, one of those. I just, you know,
yeah.
He decided to buy
yeah.
an RV, and he's going to travel the country, and I think he'll end up out there for sure.
Well, that's nice. I mean, you see a lot of that too here, because, you know, there's a lot of different, what do they call them, like RV, like where you can stay and connect and plug in and whatever.
Yeah, like the lodge.
A lot of those parks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like those lodges. So you see that here too, because I feel like I don't know. People, we live like more in a mountainous area, and there's a lot of nature loving people here, so it's a big thing for that. So yeah, I mean, but he should enjoy it now that he doesn't have to deal with any customers or that stuff.
Yeah, he worked on HVAC, so that was his thing. And,
okay.
You know, he was a hard worker. I mean, he sold his house for almost $1 million. You know, and I mean,
oh
I say more power to him.
Yeah,
you know,
and you guys are in California, so.
Well, but he just got lucky. I mean, really, because it was he bought his house in Oceanside, which is in San Diego, and he bought it in during the recession. So he got it as a foreclosure for, you know, I don't know if you know, like at that time, there was a lot of houses that were selling for what the person hadn't paid off on it. So
that
the bank was recovering at least the funds from that particular account. So he bought the house. It was originally $600,000, and he bought it for $300,000. And
wow.
You know, and then just sold it for $980,000. You know, I respect my dad a lot, you know, especially to be an HVAC and, you know, I mean, it's not like the big bougie job that makes a ton of money, you know, but I mean, he's done it, you know, investments are a serious thing. I mean, you know, it's always he's always said, you know, invest and get a skill. As long as you have those two things, you'll be all right, you know. So my skill just happens to be people.
Which is good. So. I mean, that's good because I work in this and I'm getting better with people, but it's not my forte. But it's true. My dad thinks the same. He opened this business and he just, I don't know, he's always like, I want you to do better for yourself. You know, I don't want you to work, you know, for the rest of your life, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. You know, it's a different mindset.
Yeah, yeah. We must be around the same age, huh? Are you, like, in your 30s?
I'm in my mid-20s.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
Well, I mean, I'm in my early 30s, so I'm not that much older.
Okay,
I'm only 32. But, you know, I mean, our parents are probably around the same age. I mean, that sounds, you know, like it's probably not that different. Still the boomers, right?
No,
they're
I
still
think
the boomers.
So. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So, Marilyn, let's go ahead and get you signed up for this. So you wanted to do the Facebook one or the pro package, the starter one?
Well, I think I'm just going to do the starter package. And if I'm interested in later on doing the Facebook thing, is that still an option?
Of course. Yeah. So you'll always be able to add anything onto the package, but you just won't be able to go down. So the pro package will be the bottom rate package that you can do. But if you want to add like any ad spend for anything, then you can always do that later on. Definitely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works.
So let's, so the account is going to be under your name and then have the owner as an authorized user, or do you want to put it under the owner's name? And then how do you want to do that?
I guess we can put it under his name and then, can I be an authorized user?
Absolutely. Just the card you're going to be using, is it a business card with like just the business name on it, or does it have your name on it?
It's a business card with my name on it.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So what is his first name?
His first name is Renee, R-E-N-E. And then his last name is H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
Hernandez. Does he have a middle name?
Yep.
Middle initial, at least. No. Okay. And then what's going to be the best email for you guys?
Admin, A-D-M-I-N, @mateosfl.com.
Okay, sorry, one second. So it's M-A-T-E-O, sorry.
F, yeah, Mateos, M-A-T-E-O-S.
Okay.
And then C for construction, L for landscaping, .com.
Okay, perfect. And...
Oh, okay. So I guess, wait, I guess then I have a domain because I have Mateo's Construction.
because that's how I have the email.
Okay.
Is that something you guys can use, or like make the how is it called, the website under that?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. So we can get whatever domain name you'd like. So it's just whatever you tell them that you want to do. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
So, and then the phone number is, so the best point of contact, is that always going to be you, or should we put his number on it? Okay.
No, it's going to be me.
Okay. And then what is going to be the address?
Is it physical or mailing?
Well, so we can, okay, so is the billing address and the physical address, are those two different things?
Yeah, the billing address is the P.O. box.
Okay, so for Google, you just cannot use a P.O. box. So they have to have a physical address, but like I said, with the listing, it doesn't have to be shown. Like, I know on your last Google business profile, it actually has that showing on there, but we can make it so that that's hidden. So if you want to just use whatever address you have that's just not a P.O. box, that would be great.
Okay. It's 5022 Sugarloaf, which is one word, S-U-G-A-R-L-O-A-F, Road in Hendersonville. North Carolina, zip code is 28792.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay. And so for the hours of operation, like when do you want to list your hours of operation? Like when will you be taking the phone calls?
We can do 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. And I'm sorry, the for some reason the address didn't lock in. Can you just give me that one more time?
Yeah, 5022 Sugarloaf Road.
Sugarloaf.
In Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Got that here. So it's going to be 8 to 5 Monday through Sunday, Monday to Friday.
We can do Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then do you guys take after-hours calls or charge for emergency calls at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And do you, will you need a logo for the company, or do you already have one?
I guess we have like a mini logo in a way. Like, I guess I can just email you what we have so you can see what it is, but we might want to change it or add to it. I don't know.
Okay. No problem. And then it's not required for Google, but do you know, does the company have proof of licensing and insurance?
Yeah, we have insurance. Licensing specifics, we have, what is that called? It's like for the use of chemicals. Oh, pesticides. There you go. Licensing. And we have workers' comp and just general liability and stuff like that.
Okay, perfect. And so then the best way to get a hold of you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
All the above. That's pretty good.
Okay. And then so the services you offer, I know construction, concrete, right?
Yeah, so pretty much, I'll tell you right now. Yeah, concrete, retaining walls, patios, masonry work. What else do I do?
porches, I guess, decks.
Yeah, I was just going to say decks or porches. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, do you do long, like, I mean, hardscapes, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, hardscapes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then, let's see. So, okay, so for the next thing I'll do is I'll go ahead and schedule your client interview. So the client interview is going to be done with you, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So let's see what I have available. I do have tomorrow at 11 to 12. Is that okay?
I'm pretty busy tomorrow. Could we possibly do Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, Monday works. Let's see what I have on Monday. I'm pretty open on Monday for the client interview. So whatever time works. Well, no, I mean, so I guess the schedule is pretty open, so no, it won't actually be with me. That will be with the kind of tech side of the account. But the schedule is pretty open for Monday.
Okay. What time is good for me? It would be around, around noon. Well, you're in California, so my noon, not your noon.
Okay. So, okay, perfect. So I have you in for noon. So it'll be from 12 to 1. It won't take an hour. We just allow that hour slot in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. So the whole phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes. You won't actually need anything for it. Just, you know, your information, your knowledge of the company. Okay.
Okay.
And just expect a phone call from an 877 number. So it will be coming from
877 number.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Okay, but someone from your office that does it. Like, it's not like someone, I guess, like, I don't know, independent from your office.
No. All of the people that do client interviews are all within our company. Definitely.
Okay.
It's, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I will send you my extension and phone number. So if at any time, Marilyn, you do have any questions or anything like that, you'll always be able to reach me. So I will be the lead on your account. But from here, it will be your account management team that will be handling the account. So you can always reach me if you have any questions or you just need clarification on something or, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, I'm always reachable, okay?
Okay. So, you said you would email me that?
Well, I was just going to send it to you in a text here. I'll just do that right now.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, it doesn't matter.
All right. And then, so, for the card information, you said that it has your name on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, hold on 1 second. Second here, let me get this inputted. Okay. So, and I'm sorry again. I know we went over this at the very, very beginning of the call, but your first name is spelled Marilyn.
No. Yeah, it's Marilyn. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do you have a middle initial?
Not on the card. I do have a middle initial, but it's just not on the card. So.
Okay, no worries.
But
and then
it's BS, baby.
Okay. And then your last name? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That would be really funny if that was your middle name, though.
Oh, D-S-B-I-A-G.
Okay, I'm still dying. That was hilarious. So I'm sorry, say that one more time.
D-S-B-I-A-G.
Okay. And then the address for the card.
The card, yeah, I believe it's the P.O. box. So, I mean, if it doesn't work, you can always try the physical address, but I'm pretty sure it's the P.O. box.
Okay. What would that be?
Which is P.O. box 161 and Dana, D-A-N-A, North Carolina 28724.
Okay, perfect. And... okay, so then is it going to be a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa. It's a Visa card.
Okay, and then what is... so when you say the card number to me, Marilyn, go ahead and say it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay. 4773.
0216.
1832.
1832. Okay, and then the expiration?
0124.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code on the back?
128.
Okay, perfect. So I'm updating this now and processing payment. and then the next thing I'm going to go ahead and do with you is just read what's called the voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there is anything that you don't understand or you need me to rephrase it or clarify, you know, just say, hey, Jesse, I don't get that, and I'll rephrase the question. We also are going to send everything to you in a written invoice as well. So,
So
welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mateo's Construction and Landscaping.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Marilyn Diaz. My title is office manager.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, Marilyn, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within 24 hours?
Yeah.
And so in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of May 5th, 2022, Cinco de Mayo, and the non-refundable amount of $298. So this will be a recurring payment. When the two-month term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the fifth of the month in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay? So do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I just want to know how much, if I pay $298 today, and then for next month, would I be paying the $199 or the $298?
Yes. No, it'll be the $199.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sorry, it's kind of worded a little strange, I know that, but it would just be the $298 today, and then it's just the two-month commitment, you know, like agreement, right? But it will be $199 next month, the following month, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So then the next thing that we're almost done here. So the next thing just that I have for you, you should have received a couple of text messages just now. The first one is going to be for customer support. It's also, you should see one that says, Renee, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, actually, don't open that yet. I'm going to change it to your name. sorry about that.
Okay.
You're the one who did the
post
application with me. All right.